AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Iran has proposed negotiations after he threatened action in response to a deadly crackdown on protesters. The president cautioned he may have to act before that as reports of deaths in Iran rise. Iran expert Kamran Mateen says the Iranian regime is looking weaker by the day.
The protest gives Trump the ability to pressure Iran for that kind of change in behavior at its weakest point. Externally, because as a consequences of the 12 days war, decimation of IRGC leadership and command structure, the destruction of so-called acts of resistance since 7th of October by Israel, catastrophic economic situation. I mean, you can't find a point in last 47 years that Islamic Republic has been weaker than now.
AP's Haya Panjwani reports on a surprise meeting with the Pope and a famed opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado.
Machado is touring Europe and the United States after escaping Venezuela in early 2025. Pope Leo, the first American pontiff, has called for Venezuela to remain independent following the capture of former President Nicolas Maduro by U.S. forces. The Pope has expressed deep concern over the situation and urges the protection of human rights. Machado, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, dedicates her award to U.S. President Donald Trump and the people of Venezuela. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A fire badly damaged the historic Beth Israel Congregation Synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi. It destroyed parts of the library and administration offices. Authorities have a suspect in custody, but have not released a name. New polling from Gallup shows Americans are increasingly identifying as political independents and rejecting the labels of the two major political parties. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in mixed trading in the early going on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 183 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Credit card companies sank after President Donald Trump threatened moves that could eat into their profits. Trump said he might cap the interest rates that credit card companies can charge customers. Capital One Financial lost about 7%. There were also signs of concern as tensions ramped up between the White House and the Federal Reserve. The worry is that the U.S. Central Bank may have less independence in setting interest rates to fight inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
London's murder rate fell in 2025 to its lowest level in decades, and Mayor Sadiq Khan said the figures disprove claims by President Trump and others that crime is out of control in the city. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.